This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Guy Sormon. He's a contributing editor to the Manhattan Institute's City Journal, and he's the author of several books, the most recent of which is Economics Does Not Lie. He joins me now from Paris as we continue our discussion about the healthcare debate here in America. The proponents of a larger government role in our healthcare system point to European nations where they say government-run healthcare or government intervention into healthcare is a positive step to take. Mr. Sormon says it's hardly the right thing to do, and he has recently written a piece explaining why, that free healthcare is an extremely costly proposition for the French, and it already is a very costly proposition for the U.S. And Guy, thank you very much for your time today.
My pleasure.
Your piece is in response to an article written by a New York Times mystery writer who talked about how she was in France. Her husband had a medical episode. She thought he was treated very well at a very low cost. And she says, well, if this is how it works over here, why don't we have it in the United States? And you point out that what seems like a very inexpensive system is actually an extremely expensive system, first for those of you in France, and then also the French system is being paid for in part by the American patient and taxpayer. Explain, first of all, why it's a very costly proposition for people in France to have this healthcare system.
It's a good system, and we have full of choice, but it's good for rich people because it's extremely costly. The insurance is paid by a tax on labor. The tax is more than 50%, and as a consequence, many people cannot find a job because the cost of healthcare is so high that the employers do not recruit. So this is one of the consequences. Second consequence, the French system looks very democratic. It's not that democratic. I mean, if you want to have a so-called private visit with a medical doctor, private room in a hospital, you have to pay on top of your taxes, you have to pay extra money out of your pocket. So, you know, from outside, for an American visitor, will be treated fairly well and at a very low cost, it looks great. But I'm a French taxpayer, and I'm paying for the foreign visitors. Now, they are welcome, but I pay for them, and I pay a very high price.
Talk a little bit more about just how much of income for the typical French employee ends up paying for the healthcare system and other government services.
On average, you pay 30% at least of your income. It's a complicated system. I will not go into details, but it is 30% of your income. And, you know, there is no free lunch. So you can have a very good healthcare system covering everybody and have a quality system, but you have to pay for it. I mean, the healthcare insurance is never a free lunch. It's a choice. I mean, some countries have made the choice, like France, to have a national coverage. But the consequences are heavy. They are heavy on our taxes. They are heavy on prices. And the impact is very negative for people looking for a job.
In terms of the Americans, you point out in your piece that American patients are paying for the cost of your healthcare system also. Explain how.
This is the most secret aspect of the French healthcare insurance. French patients consume the same kind of pills that you consume in the United States. But these pills are produced by, most of the cases, they are produced in the United States or by American labs. And the American labs can market their pills in France only if the French government says yes. And the French government says yes if the U.S. labs reduce the cost. So as a consequence, the American patients pay a fairly high price for their medicine, and then this medicine is exported to France at a discount price. So as a French taxpayer, I say, well, thank you for American patients because you subsidize the pills that I take from time to time.
We're talking with Guy Sormon, contributing editor to the City Journal. His latest book is Economics Does Not Lie. He joins us from Paris. And Mr. Sormon, as you continue to observe the French healthcare system, I just wanted to ask you very quickly about a couple of issues that have come up in the American healthcare debate. Number one, access to care. How long do people in France need to wait, especially to see a a specialist of some kind, and what kind of care do they generally receive?
You don't have to wait if you pay extra money out of your pocket. The system looks fair, it's not fair. I mean, if you need to see a specialist and if you don't want to pay extra money, if you rely only on your national insurance, you'll have to wait. Not as long as in UK, but you'll have to wait. If you are wealthy, if you want to pay extra money, and then you can see a specialist fairly rapidly. But once again, you have to have a look at the global system, which is not bad, but extremely costly.
And how sustainable is it? What is the French economic balance sheet looking like right now as a result of this government intervention into healthcare?
The French system is not really sustainable in the long term. The national healthcare insurance is running a permanent deficit. So the parliament every year is adding some special tax in order to balance our national healthcare system. This is not sustainable, and it has negative economic consequences on French growth and French level of employment.
What we're hearing right now from the supporters of the president's healthcare reform ideas, Mr. Sormon, is that if he just wants one government option, he doesn't want government takeover, although the critics, of course, say that if you allow the government to be a player in this system, it's eventually going to take over the whole system. What was the process in France? Did the government kind of come in all at once, or was it very gradual?
The takeover by French government was very gradual. When the system was created in 1945, it was a private system. And little by little, this private system ran a deficit, and progressively the government took over. So now the system is completely controlled by the government. There is, and you know, each system is different and each system is coherent. What really is dishonest in the debate in the United States that some people pretend that, you know, they can have it both ways. They can have national health coverage and at a fairly low price. This happens not to be true. I think the debate needs to be transparent, and foreign experiences must be used but studied honestly and not dishonestly, which has been the case recently with the New York Times.
Mr. Sormon, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you, sir, very much for your time today.
Bye-bye now. Thank you.
Guy Sormon, a contributing editor to the Manhattan Institute's City Journal, joining us from Paris. He's the author most recently of Economics Does Not Lie. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.